Usually they meet in a school building. It's a finished meeting. This is our first meeting that we've had since we got to Africa, here in Zambia. Let you see some of the people here, and the brothers and sisters.
We're one in Christ. 10th chapter of the book of Revelation.
Мы в 5 главе Библии Иакова прочитали.
Amen. So, praise God, I feel good.
Now, while we decide, I'm right, Rafael.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. We're going to minister on pushing back the frontier.
Kali itwe twalira, ukutwala kanyashi, ili lazumea jeho chakwalisa.
After the mysteries, ladies.
Abanma, yata mkama jose, chakwata, ukutwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's turn if we please.
Now
all right, Revelation chapter 10.
Revelation chapter 10.
Verse
7. Verse 7.
It reads like this. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. When he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he has declared to his servants the
prophet.
Now I want you to notice here it didn't say mystery. It's a single mystery that God wanted revealed. Alright, let's bow our head and pray. Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the good singing and the worshiping and the great spirit of God that we feel among us, Lord. We thank you for that love of God that flows from breast to breast. And Lord, that love of God that just hovered down upon us. Lord, as we come together for one purpose and one purpose only, that's to worship you in spirit and truth and to learn more about you and how to please you better. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing of God, not only upon me, but upon the hearers of the word. God, just bless us all together, we pray in Jesus Christ's wonderful name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm just here today to have a good time of fellowship.
And this is why God was moved by the Lord
and
the Lord.
And to worship God with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Just have a good time in the Lord. Because we'll never get this opportunity again that we have today. Because another day comes, that's another time. But we're gathered here together this afternoon. And the presence of the Lord. And it gives us a great opportunity to enjoy each other and the Lord. Hallelujah, because we're part of one
another.
And we want to enjoy the fellowship of one another. And that's pleasing to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
He says, making a book of remembrance in Malachi 3. He's making a book of remembrance
for us.
They said the book of remembrance of those that spake out one to another. That means fellowship of one another. Hallelujah. It's just not talking to the preacher. It's just not the, talking to the preacher and about the Lord.
But
it's that fellowship among
the
we got to feel like we're part of
it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
But to
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
My brother here can't do it alone.
going to open up again for.
Amen. Amen.
He's a way maker and he's making a way for us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let these vocal cords and I'll go on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, this morning, we brought in about how God's pushing back the frontier. First of all, he sent Brother Branham the prophet. To this age. Then when God took Brother
Branham
on, then he raised up a man called Raymond Jackson. Brother
Branham
called us out of denominations. There was much to be learned. Because there was the brethren and there was the bride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm talking about the brethren. I'm talking about Jews
now.
Amen.
Amen.
Now when we're talking about ourselves, among
ourselves,
we're brothers and sisters in the Lord. But when God looks down
upon us,
he sees the bride of Christ. And then he sees the Jews, Christ and brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, what God did after Brother Brown went off to sea, he raised up another man,
Raymond Jackson.
And he explained all about the Jews to the bride. Now we know about the bride and then we know about the bride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He didn't go preach the gospel to the Jews. That's too proud. But we need to know where they've been. Because they're our brethren. They're kin to us. You know why God made us part of Abraham's covenant?
Now we spoke to us as we teach them to follow the gospel.
Through Abraham's
lead.
Which was Isaac. And our Isaac, Jesus Christ. So God links us all together.
Amen.
He takes the bride to
the marriage.
There'll be two prophets go to Israel. They'll bring a message to wake them up. And the Bible says because they receive mercy, we get mercy. And now because we've got mercy, they receive mercy.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God keep pushing this truth on.
Amen. Amen. Take
more land spiritually.
Push back
the frontier.
Amen. This
morning we showed how Brother Brown said.
Certain things identify who we are.
Such as the word don't come to nobody with a
prophet.
We all know that don't fit New Testament
scripture. He said
if God speaks to the church, he'll use the prophet. God's bride is getting booed.
14 eyes, 14 horns,
John, write it down.
Hey, John.
more revelation.
Praise God.
So Brother Brown came. He heard the same seven thunders of John. John heard them and still
alive.
Brother Brown heard them and opened them up. So in the church age period of time, the thunder was sealed and opened. And that brings up the mystery. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You like that?
Amen.
There are people today that will say, Brother Brown finished all the mystery. But then they'll say the seven thunders had
nothing
yet. Because he has another faith and truth to give.
achipita lasokolorwa.
And those people,
kali kuli abantu,
that's carnal-minded,
abali kuli mumubiri,
that will follow anything if they see a manifestation.
Abako, abako kapye ibi byose ko bavuga ati kuli ibiye stika, ibya kusungusha ego bale mutukira.
Hallelujah. Amen. So just as God allowed Brother Brown to make the church order and say the word come on into the prophet. Go back to what?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe that we need an answer if he's got it.
gospel.
And it
bit
him like a glove in the hand.
Because
he had the spirit of Elijah. And in the Old Testament, the word came to the
prophet.
And he said he was part of the New Testament ministry. He was part of the Bible mission that Paul's because if he's a prophet in the New Testament ministry, he would be second
Adam.
Because the Bible says first the apostle.
Come on.
But we've come through that here and
now.
Amen.
Amen.
The opening of the seventh seal finished our
way.
That's what the seventh seal and the seventh trumpet were all about.
Amen.
Amen. The seventh seal and the seventh trumpet were all about.
Amen.
Well, the seven thunder, seven men.
Seven.
Amen.
Amen.
The seven thunder sounded right through seven men.
Amen.
Now notice this is the second time.
Yeah, you gotta be able to fit
Kali
yero kamusero kachepere, tuatangire pari umwishi, pari chivi.
Hallelujah. I got almost up to the door of the cage. And I look back. And it was a man that was trying to get me from church on me.
Amen.
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 I've been preaching for you. naleekwata
okufunga okukana lya bansi ku 40 pani kuya kusana kusana
ekyo
wakana maleekobaba kutwalirira.
Amen. You take this one, so if God wants it, he'll give it to you. It don't matter.
Abantu So
Peter,
I come
to the wheel
with you. Hey, he's right. He made it. He's the Lord for you. He didn't feel free to
ring. Let's
take them there, but come on. Now, today, the Zambia, if you have to let out, you can't have to leave.